You're listening to 89.1 KMUW. May 4th is Star Wars Day, and the Wichita Symphony Orchestra is celebrating by performing music from the iconic films. Symphony conductor Daniel Hege recently spoke about the event with KMUW's Jed Bodwin, who has more.
So what's the thing with John Williams and Star Wars? For instance, the main theme, right? We all know that. Why is that such a fascinating piece of music?
Well, first of all, it's just the way he uses these motives. You know, they're just so memorable, and it's the way he orchestrates. His themes are beautiful, the melodies, the tunes, and there's such a kind of a visceral quality about the music. When you hear it, you just immediately are drawn in. Even if you don't know anything about the story, you just get sucked in. I remember I was, in the sixth grade when the Star Wars, the first ones came out. So that was, those are numbers 4 through 6. And I remember I got a soundtrack on a cassette and I listened to that. And I remember being so sucked in by that. I just couldn't stop listening to it. The music is just so powerful. And then, of course, I went to see those films afterwards, but I was so drawn to the music.
After all these years, I mean, and hearing this music, you go to see a Star Wars film and you hear what John Williams has done, and it's just exhilarating.
Even the quiet moments, you know, you think of Princess Leia's theme or something like that, some of the music that's very kind of inward and emotional, it's so touching. John Williams can just cover this extreme range of emotion. At the same time, the music is so descriptive, you can almost feel the mythology in it. And he basically took a page out of Richard Wagner's playbook by using this idea of light motifs, of using different short melodies that match up with certain characters or how they transform throughout the series. And he brings that back. And so I think people who aren't even consciously aware of that somehow are aware of it just by kind of soaking it in as they watch and listen to the music.
So will we get to hear the Imperial March?
Yes, we will. Yes, we will. That's one of my favorites, too. And it's just, it's incredible how that theme and so many others, like I said earlier about leitmotifs, the idea of leitmotifs or a musical motive going with a different character. But that is just an indelible mark, and I think in pop culture, to know about his theme of the Imperial March and Darth Vader. I want to add that costumes are encouraged for the audience to wear when they come to this. And I know people will relish getting to do this because it's just an exciting excuse, you know, to go to a John Williams concert, Star Wars, to wear something and really get dressed up.
Yeah, that was actually going to be my next question. This is maybe a chance even for some people who wouldn't necessarily go to the symphony on a regular basis. They're coming and they can hear this music that they're really familiar with. And then maybe as an unintended consequence of that, you hook them.
Well, yes, it is the goal. And I think John Williams' music is a great bridge for that, because John Williams, you can tell by listening to his music, and if you know a lot of music that was written before John Williams, you know that he has cleverly used certain compositional devices that he's heard from other great composers. And he's not new at doing this. There's so many composers. If you go way back even to Bach, you see that their composers were borrowing from each other all the time. It happens all the time. And really, the composers that lived after certain other composers were able to really stand on their shoulders a little bit and know how certain things worked. And John Williams knew those clever devices that he learned from other master composers, but he made it something incredibly original, something that just sounds like John Williams. And that's one of the marks of a great composer, is that they have their own distinctive voice. They have their own distinctive quality, even though he may have taken some, you know, borrowed a little bit from composers here and there, just in terms of devices of how you make the music work so well. So yes, if people come to the concert to hear John Williams, they may get hooked and say, you know what? I just love symphonic music. I just love how the orchestra sounds. It just sounds so great. I want to come back and hear some more.